Following is from Friday, May 20th, 2016.
Dear friends, tonight we honor and thank Cantor Lance Rhodes, who has served with such devotion as our interim cantor this past year. It is important to acknowledge that leading a congregation in an interim capacity can be a challenging assignment. You know going in that you won't be around to see all the fruits of your labor. It takes a rare individual willing to step into such a role, one whose concern is not for his own successes, but rather for the longer-term trajectory of the institution and community he has chosen to serve. Before we found Cantor Rhodes, it was unclear to me, to any of us, what this year would bring. We had started out on a liturgical and musical journey with the goals of sharing what is magnificent about Emmanuel's worship tradition with more of our own members and a broader swath of New York's Reformed Jewish community, and of allowing the warmth of our congregation the greatest possible expression in our communal prayer. The questions remained whether, in an interim year, we would be able to advance along that path, and whether an individual who knew he was here briefly would invest himself fully in the life of the community. Well, both of those questions were answered in the most resounding affirmatives by this wonderful mensch of a human being we were blessed to welcome into our temple family and call our cantor. Lance Rhodes has indeed brought the celebration of Emmanuel's music to many more of our members, as our increased attendance on Friday nights demonstrates. And he has elevated our unique musical heritage within a widening arc of worship that has made room for beautiful moments of congregational participation, too. He built upon Cantor Corson's initiative of bringing not just the choir onto the Bema, but also musical instrumentation such as we experienced tonight. And rarely have two services been alike. He has subtly but continually found new ways to experiment and innovate, always with the utmost respect for our congregation's history and identity. His work has been thoughtful and sensitive, and he has done it all with love. Ask any of the B'nai Mitzvah students he has nurtured, the junior choir he gets down on the floor to conduct, or our volunteer singers who absolutely adore him, his book groups with the women's auxiliary, his comforting of those in mourning. Everything and everyone he embraces with warmth and appreciation for the opportunity to serve. And that truly is rare. Lance, you and Dina will always have a special place in our hearts. This week's Torah portion, Emor, speaks of both the qualifications of those who would serve as the spiritual leaders of the Israelite community and the times of their sacred service. We read that the priests must serve with absolute integrity. So Cantor Rhodes has served us. And as the priests must shepherd the Israelites through the sacred moments of life, the holy day cycle, and the life cycle, so Cantor Rhodes has guided us and has done so with a joy for Jewish life which is palpable, a love of music which is contagious, and with great compassion and kindness. Truly, we have been blessed by his presence and his leadership, and my colleagues and I by his friendship. While no gift would be adequate thanks to you, Lance, we do wish to present you with one by which we hope you will remember us and always be certain of our appreciation to you. It is a work by God Amalia, depicting King David, who, as the Bible tells us, was not just the greatest ruler of our people, but also one who lifted his voice in song and love to God, as you have lifted yours and ours. And it quotes Psalm 33. Hodu l'Adonai b'chinor, shiru lo shir chadash. Praise God with a lyre, make melody with the harp of 10 strings. Sing to God a new song, play skillfully with loud jubilation. To Cantor Lance Rhodes, with profound thanks, Congregation Emmanuel of the City of New York, May 20, 2016, 13 ER 5776. And now, to offer a surprise musical tribute to you, Lance, it's a pleasure to call up a few of your junior choir and volunteer singers.
Thank you so much for that. You know, if I hadn't already written a speech, then I would be speechless. Fortunately, I did write a brief speech. I really, really feel the love. And please know, the feeling is mutual. While I am so appreciative of the recognition presented to me tonight, I feel that I'm the one who should be honoring you, Temple Emmanuel. I thank you for trusting in me to be your interim cantor for this past year. When I was originally hired, I was both excited and nervous. Temple Emmanuel is a flagship synagogue, a leader with much class and charm, and I knew that my responsibilities as interim cantor would be both immense and incredibly rewarding. I have been here at Temple Emmanuel for almost a year now, and the number of events and services that have taken place over this past year makes me feel as though I have been here for much longer. It is so wonderful to be a part of a community that gathers food for the hungry each week, that greets visitors so warmly, that welcomes in our friends, such as the Abyssinian Church, for MLK Weekend. A community that also hosts an annual service for the NYPD Shomrim Society and brings in incredible speakers and performers from all around the world. These are just a few of the many beautiful qualities that Temple Emmanuel has, and I have been so honored to be a part of the family. I would like to thank the Interim Cantor Search Committee led by Brian Pessin. I wouldn't have been able to have had this wonderful year at Temple Emmanuel if it weren't for them. Our Temple Emmanuel president, John Stryker, was always a big part of the search committee and has always been so kind and supportive to me. Rabbi Davidson also participated on the committee, and from the moment I was first introduced to him in person, he helped me to feel so welcomed here at Emmanuel. Rabbi Davidson, you have really gone above and beyond in both your support and guidance in my work here at Temple Emmanuel. You have also been so dear to me on a personal level, whether in celebration of happy occasions or helping out whenever the situation needed. Emmanuel is very fortunate to have such a wonderful and supportive rabbi. We have such wonderful clergy. We have such a wonderful clergy team, and I am also very grateful to have incredible colleagues like Rabbi Ehrlich and Rabbi Tick Brill. Both of you have been so much fun to get to know personally and have been so kind to me. I really feel that our clergy team chemistry has been top of the line. This also includes our very musically gifted cantorial intern, Richard Newman, who has been such a mensch to work with. I feel so lucky that he is here, and I know that he will continue to reach great heights in his career as a cantor. I will miss you all, so please do keep in touch. Of course, the music here at Emmanuel is a cantor's dream. Temple Emmanuel is distinguished by its unique and vast musical repertoire. Our choir, organist, and additional instrumentalists are all incredibly talented, and I believe that they are a key component in bringing our feelings and prayers to a higher spiritual level. Our professional choir has been so moving and inspiring. I love sitting up in the loft during our choir rehearsals and just listening to them sing. That time can often be the highlight of my week, even when I have really good weeks. Our organists and choir directors, Kay Scott Warren, Dr. Andrew Henderson, and Daniel Beckwith are a treat to work with. They are true professionals, and I feel that we have connected very well in our musical approach. Our choir contractor, Marjorie Daly, who is one of our star sopranos, also does so much to ensure that we have the right choir members and instrumentalists suitable for each Shabbat service. The volunteer singers have been instrumental, pun intended, in bringing above more congregational singing to fill our sanctuary and have been such a pleasure to get to know and make music with. Thank you all for your continuous dedication and holy work. The junior choir has been so much fun to work with. And what a talented group. As you sing in your song, "We are the children of the 21st century," you are our future and our light. And I can see the potential in all of you to become wonderful Jewish role models for the world. I look forward to one more performance with you at this Sunday's Religious School's closing assembly. Speaking of Religious School, I would like to wish Rabbi Rena Rifkin much continued happiness and success as she journeys on in her career. Rabbi Rena, it has been such a pleasure getting to know and work with you, and you will most definitely be missed. Additionally, working with our B'nai Mitzvah families and Religious School have always been so rewarding for me. It's great to see so many of you here tonight with us for this service. Of course, there are so many other staff such as Kara Glickman, Saul Kaiserman, Mark Heitlinger, Cantor Lori Corson, Joe Bisram, and more that I have developed wonderful friendships with and have been so wonderful to work with. I'm extremely thankful for this. Much love and appreciation goes out to my family. They have just been so supportive during my entire time here at Emmanuel. And I cannot forget our warm congregation. I will miss all of you so much. And I would like to extend my gratitude to each and every one of you as well. Tomorrow, it will be exactly 1 year since the passing of my dear mentor and friend, Cantor Lawrence Avery, who composed one of the beautiful settings of Hine Ma Tov that we sing here at Emmanuel quite often, among many of his other well-known pieces. As a matter of fact, it will be sung as the anthem for tomorrow morning's service, and tonight we will conclude services with his setting of the priestly benediction. It seems fitting that we mention the words of Hine Ma Tov, which both the junior choir and volunteer singers just sung for us. Hine Ma Tov Uma Naim Shevet Achim Gam Yachad. How wonderful it is for us to sit here together, which can be further interpreted as a way of showing appreciation for one another and being grateful to God. As I said in my first week starting at Temple Emmanuel, we are all on a journey both together and individually, simultaneously. When we come to services to pray, some of us feel a personal connection directly to God. Some of us feel a more communal connection, and some of us feel both. Let's continue to find more ways to connect with our prayer, both individually and together. Thank you for having me serve as your interim cantor for this year. It has been and continues to be a wonderful honor, and I am forever grateful.